taking away a different perspective on this place. I actually bike through here almost every day on my way about town. And, you know, I kind of knew the story about it a little bit. I had read a little bit of the book, but it was just really powerful to see it happen in the place that it happened. And it was exciting to see something so experimental happen with theater in Tucson. Like having the actual stories be told in the location that they happened, and also just such a radical perspective on the city's history.
Was there a particular moment in one of the pieces that resonated with you?
I guess the 151 piece. Where the way that where you can kind of turn people against each other, the way that they've kind of bullied people out of the barrio by turning them against each other, but then also just straight up threatening them with eminent domain, just the kind of ruthlessness of it, you know, with kind of this, and also just telling people what's good for them, telling someone you need to leave your home because that's what's best for you. Just, I guess a couple of the plays had that message in it.
Right.
Yeah.
I was really impressed by that one too, because you always wonder, like, how does this happen? How does something like this happen?
Right.
You know what I mean? It seems so huge and impossible. But then, like, hearing the kind of trickery,
yeah,
you know, of the hard sell, soft sell, good cop, bad cop, all at the same time.
I think people were wheedled out of it, but I also think people were just kind of told this is the way it is. I'm sure people just got pieces of paper and were like, you got to move, you know? You're out of here.
So do you think this will change? How do you think this will change going forward, kind of your impression of, you know, downtown Tucson and this area? Or?
Well, I guess it just makes me think more about other areas that are changing within Tucson and the imperative that it needs to be the communities that already exist in areas where people are getting pushed out, or where rents are rising, or that are being quote-unquote gentrified. I think that the community that already exists in the area where people are moving needs to be interacted with, a part of the process.
Cool.
Yeah.
How would you describe today's experience in a word? That's one of the questions they gave me. I didn't know.
Right.
I'm
no,
not just being mean.
No. I know. I would say that it was transcendent, transporting.
Nice.
I got two in there. Okay.
Nice. Cool. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. It was really great. And Wesley Creed did a really great job designing the sets. I know her very well, and I think that, you know, her work. She also ended up being the stage manager, and she did a great job.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, and I forgot to hit record at the beginning. So could I see your name again?
Oh, wait, the whole thing?
No, okay,
Jim Colby.
And do you give us permission to use this on the Borderlands website?
You know it. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.